tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we're going to have the shiur, the second shechita. So our goal is, Hashem, is to have the four shechita shiurim, and then the one geirah shiur that I gave Shavuos night. So this way we can put it. Usually the shiur is, we have the shiur 9:45, 10 o'clock, say. Well, we'll announce it day by day. So tomorrow it'll be 9 o'clock downstairs.
9 o'clock.
So when does
Melicha
Shiurim end?
Melicha ended already. Now we're doing Shechita.
You are doing Shechita now?
Yeah. We had 8 Shiurim with Melicha, now we're off to Shechita. Okay. The Torah tells us, Ki Yirchach Mimcha Amokom, first page, Asher Yivcha Hashem Olkecha Lossum Shemo Shom, Vizavachta Mibcharcha Mitzoncha, Asher Nosar Hashem Lecha Asher Tzivisicha, Yichalta Meshorecha Mechol Mavach Shavshecha. Says Rashi, the Zavachta Kasher Tzivizicha, says Rashi, Lamadu Sheish Tzivoy Bezvicha Hech Yishchol. So it was Zavachta Kasher Tzivizicha. So where was Tzivizicha? Where was it? Sheish Tzivoy Bezvicha Hech Yishchol Hein Hilchol Halachas Shri Tashanem Lomotcha Misinai. Zavachta Kasher Tzivizicha is the Halach Lomotcha Misinai, which Tzivizicha is referring back to something. So what is it referring back to? It's referring back to Halacha Moshe Misinai. So we know, Rabosai, that there are five, and that's the Gemara in Chulin here, Chav Chesav Aleph, page 3. Tanya Rebbe Omer Zavachta Kasher Tzivizichem Lamed Shenitztave Moshe Alaveshet Valakona Valrovechad Ba'of Rov Shnayim Bebehema. That right, you have to have two simonim, Konan Veshet and Rov by Oph one simon. And Rubo is Rubo Kukulov. And that's the Gemara here in Kulan of Zayin Amar Aleph on page 4.
Chayas above Kal Behemoth, as far as this is concerned, I assume. Chayas above Kal
Behemoth. Yeah, so we'll see. Hashokhin, here, take a look. Echad ba'of u'shnayim be'behemoth, shkitosuk shera. Rubu shalachad kamogu. So the fact that Gemara Kasha, Hashokhin, the evidence of Hathil low. So Hashokhin is mashma only, Roshan b'di'evid. Hashokhin. So why is it only b'di'evid? And so the Gemara says, "Shnayim bebehema lechatchila lo ad kama lishkod v'leizel." I mean, it says "Shnayim bebehema." So what else could you do? How could it be more lechatchila? You might say, "My echad ba'of." So maybe it's only going on the echad ba'of. That echad ba'of, one simon, really you should do two. You might say, "My ruba shel echad kamo." Or the second shot is that. When the Gemara says Rubo Rov Simon is good enough, so then so that's only din b'di'evid. B'chatchila you should have kulo. So as Rav Shecht always points out from this Gemara, you see that the din of Rubo kulo is only a din b'di'evid. That b'chatchila you should have kulo, like when Rav Shecht was pointing out like Avi David Dalat Kosos, things like that. That's the famous word from the Brisker Rav, because the Brisker Rav says that when it comes to the Dalat Kosos, so it's so the din in drinking the whole kos, and then Rubo Kukulo. So then, according to Rav Shekel pointed out from this Gemara, that's only b'di'evit. But like by Shabbos, by the of Kiddush, it's a din of Melo Lugmov, so that's also Rov, but that's not midin Rubo Kukulo. That's a din. That's the Shir Malom Lugmov. So then that could be, that's what the Brisker Rav says. So that could be even. Yes. Yeah, so that could be even Lakatkila to have Malom Lugmov. But the din of Rubo Rov Coast by Dal Kosos, which may also be the Shir, you know, of Malom Lugmov, but then that's a din of Rubo Kukulo. And then you would have to have a din, like Rav Shechel pointed out, you have a din of Kulo Lachatchila and Rubo only Bidiyavid. Mashenkin, when the whole Shir is Malom Lugmav, That's what the Brisker Rav says. So that by Kol Shel Bracha, then that is the Shir L'Chatchila. It's not Midin Ruvo Kukula.
But Ruvo Kukula of a Revi.
Yeah.
A Revi. Why shouldn't you drink the whole Revi? We're saying by Kosher Bracha, so Kos is really a Shir Revius.
And you tell him Revius, but that din, the Brisker Rav saying, is not Midin Ruvo Kukula.
Right.
So if it's not Midin Kukula, then that's a din L'Chatchila. But by Dal Kosher, the din of Revius is a din of Kos.
Right.
So then you have to have Ruvo Kukula is only a din B'dievet.
So the Rav Simonim is also only a B'dievet.
Right, that's what the Gemara says, yeah.
And one Simon in the Oath is also a B'dievet. One Simon.
Well, these are the two good days in the Gemara.
Right.
Then there's a famous Truvas Chasav Sofer of David Lipschitz, always used to quote it. That the Chasav Sofer says that Ruvo Kukulo is only Ruvo Mitoch Kulo. In other words, no one's going to say you have seven people for the minyan. You need ten people for the minyan. So I have seven. I have six. I have seven. That's not good enough because you need Kulo. And then you can have Ruvo Mitoch Kulo. You need a Mesgeris of Kulo. So if you have a Kos, and the Kos is the Kulo, then you can have Ruvo of the Mesgeris Mitoch Kulo. But you can't say, but you don't say that if you don't have the Kulo. The Ruvo Kukulo means Ruvo has to be Ruvo Mitoch Kulo to say Ruvo Kukulo. But no one's going to say that you have six, seven people for a minion. Oh, I have a minion, I have Rove. Because it has to be Ruvo Mitoch Kulo. That's the famous truth of the Chasam Sofer. That's why they say also by Matzah.
Yeah.
So why do you say the same thing by Matzah? I only have to have the Rove of a Kazayis. I have a Kazayis in front of me, I'll eat Rove of the Kazayis. So then at some point out, the Peshat is because you don't have to have theoretically you could eat 100 pieces of matzah, little pieces of matzah. It doesn't have to be mitoch kulo. Yeah, you need a kos. You have to have ruba mitoch kulo. So the kulo is the revius. The kazayis is not, when you eat a roe from a kazayis, it's not called you're eating a mitoch kulo. Because it didn't have to be, when you're eating it, you didn't have to eat it from a kazayis. You could eat it little pieces, disjoint pieces on its own right. So then there's no din of mitoch kulo. See, it's a more fine distinction. But a kos is a revius, and you have to drink it from the kos, so then it's mitoch kulo.
You're not really worried. You're right with the zima, push off with the nicker.
Ruben the minkara.
That's also
mitoch kulo. It's just you need a ruba the minkara because you have the 10 people there. Okay, so the Gemara says the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is the five psulei shechita. So the Rambam quotes them on page 5. Chamisha devar mafsidim es shechita. These are bechalachas mehem. Elhin shehiya. Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, V'ikra. So really each one, we should be giving many shiurim on each one, but we can just have the highlights of... So the first soul is Shehiyah. So Shehiyah means that you paused in the middle of the Shechita. So says the Mishnah. Nafla sakim higbiya, nafla kelev higbiya, ishkiz es sakim avba chaver v'chashachin im shahak kidei shchita psula. So in the middle of shchita, he paused. Rashi says, nafla sakim higbiya, v'shah v'hagbazu. In the middle of the shchita, he dropped a knife. So then he paused. So that's a psul of Shehiyah. Well, Caleb, his clothing fell off. or he has hishkis as asaki kolim shkita. So off, and then he got tired. The siageya. Hishkis lishka lohaya bokoach uposach shkedosu vachaveir b'shachar. So he paused. And his friend continued. So that's the psul of Shehiyah. So there's a big discussion, what is the Shear? What is the Shear of pausing? So if you take a look at the Rambam, on page 8, he says, Shochat Ma'at, the Shoha Ma'at, yeah, take a look first on the top. First line. Shokide sheik bias a behavior via mitzen of Yishchot. Shkitos a psula. It's the shear that he gets the behemoth, he picks it up, and then he puts it in its position to shech that amount of time that he's be a behemoth Yishchot. Psula. If shocha pachos michtei, zeh shkitos a ksheira. But then the Rambam says, and this is all based on the Gemara, Haisa Behema Daka, the Behema Daka Shir Shihasa Neshebiya Behema Daka. If it's a Behema Gasa, then the Shir of the Shechta Behema Gasa. If it's a Behema Daka, it's a Behema Daka. You might say, Gasa, give it 1 second.
The Shir to lift it up takes longer to lift up a Behema Gasa than a Behema Daka.
Yeah. He writes a gospel, Kidei Shegviyena V'yemisen V'yishchot. Vov Kidei Shegviyena V'yemisen V'yishchot.
The whole
teacher.
Not the
Rashi. So those are the so in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down on page 10 in Rechav Gimel Shia Ketzad Halacha Beis Feed the Rem Yisi the Zach Shahiskil Lishkot, both the Katak Manas, Adam Yoki, the Gvir, Hakina, Melkov, Shal Igor, Shkito, Fishi, Shlosa, Shami, Shlosa, Mashu, Piaveshit, Tilo, Gvir, Hakina, Lamad, Yishlosa, Shmishne, Shias, Haof. Okay, so it could be a small shear, but look in the Ramah, Minag, a Pasha, Mimdi, Sela, Hachi, Kolshi, here, Fil Mashu. Says the Minag is with Machmir, even. It was even though Medina the Gemara, it's a longer shear. But the minhag is to be matrik for everything. Even a little bit of a pause. Stay in the shana. Oh, so there's a big question in the Gemara. This is the famous Shaila. On page 6, the Lamed Beis Amralef. What's the din of Shoha B'miut Simonim? So the question, what does that mean?
In Rashi?
So the Rashi sheet is, it's talking about Miut Basra. Because you shechted already. And then you paused. You shechted Rov already. Then you paused, and you had a Shehiya, and then you finished. So that's a big chiddush, because you would say, once I check the drove, it's over. But if you decide to continue, even though al pidin you didn't have to continue, and then you do a shechita afterwards, since you had a shia, you had the robe, then you have a shia, and then you finished it. So shechitas Rashi is that passels it.
Had you done nothing, it would have been kosher.
Had you done nothing, it would be right.
That's
Rashi's pshat. But the Rabbein Tam disagrees. On page 7, Rabbein Tam says, page 7 of Tosfos says, "Shav miyut simanim v'kamon mefarsh Rabbein Tam miyut kama." He says, "No, miyut basa is kosher." Because you don't need anything anymore. The chiddush is you were shah in the mid kama. No. Right? That's the main of time. And the Rambam has a third shot. Yeah, look in the Rambam on page 8. Shochat ma'at. He shechted a little bit. V'shoa ma'at. V'choza v'shochat ma'at. V'shoa ma'at. Ad shenigmar ha'shchita. V'lo shoa b'palach ha'shir ha'shir. Whereas each time you shechted with little pauses, but you never had a shear that passes. Havak she tachshav calls him on a shear, so you'd start from mikul on shear shear. Harezer sofik nevela. But if you would add, in other words, the question is, could you add them up?
Sofik, whether the shehiya or some mitzvare.
So that's the shaila of Shav Miut Simon.
In other words,
according to the Rambam, that's the shaila of Shav Miut Simon. That it means that it's not like according to Rabbeinu Tam, the shaila was Miut Kama, Yomishtir Shia. According to Rashi, it's Miut Basra. According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rambam, it's what? It's you made shehiyos, small shehiyos, and the question is, so meat, and but none of them were a shear, so you never had a real shear at one point, but if you mitzarif them, then there will be some questions, are you mitzarif or not? That's the shayla gemara. So it's a shayla by the Lord of Shittah, so he says it's suffik nevela, because whenever it's not a good shechita, then it's
and you hold the case of Rashi would certainly and both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam would be fully shechita.
Yeah, according to
Rambam, he would be made it.
According to Rashi, maybe he would hold that's okay. like Rabbi Tam holds. And according to Rabbi Tam's case, maybe Midbasa, he probably would hold it.
It's okay, because once you did a good shkita.
Yeah. Where is the Rabbeinu Tam on page 7?
It's underlined.
It's underlined.
Like bracketed there.
Yeah.
Bracketed?
But you'd be chalek on Rashi? You would take it here and then
it's seven. On page 7, yes. On the right side.
On the right side.
See it?
Bracketed. Yeah, I got it. So he says he's more machmir than Rashi. He's more mekel than Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam is. He holds that if the shechita is a good shechita, then the shehiyah means nothing. Right?
So that's the first psul.
You're in the clear already.
Right. According to Rabbi Tam, but
yes.
So that's the first psul. Right. Shia. The second psul is drasa. Drasa means that instead of doing a gliding act, back and forth gliding, you press down, chopping. So that's the psul. Drasa. So that's the Mishnah here on page 14, Lamed Amud Beis in Kulin. Hashochet Beis Roshim Ke'echad Shkitasim K'sheira. So you have two animals, two heads. You're shechting them at the same time. Shnayim yochse b'sachim shochtem afil echad l'mal v'echad l'mal tishkot u'sher. Hitis ha-sarosh v'asach has psula. But if you hitis ha-sarosh, that's going to be a problem. I've already shown the Anshalah is. Because if he did it in one so motion. Most probably he, but usually if you do it sliding, it's gonna, you have to go back and forth. So you, but if you did it in one thing, you probably press down. And if you press down, that's drasa. That's drasa. So, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. On page 16. Drasa Ketzer, Kiron Shehimiyach Hasakin Al Tzavar Bedochak Mechotach Lomadim Kichotik Tznon. He pressed down. Kichotik Tznon Okishu Sarez Psula. So that's possible because he pressed down. But then he writes in Halacha Beis, Shachat B'Holacha. Say he didn't, he was already halacha hava, back and forth, halacha hava. So usually the gliding act takes a little back and forth, so you do it. But say he was able to do it in one halacha, one hava. Yimei shakin kemoed tzavar, v'chutz lo tzavar, kemoed tzavar k'shera. Yilav psula. In other words, if the shear of the sakin is wide enough, that it's the wide enough of the whole neck plus another neck, so then it shows that he did gliding, because if the sakin is only the shear of the neck, so you wouldn't be able to glide and do it. You'd have to have pressed. So, but if it's big enough that you can glide, so that shows.
Halacha and avah.
Because if it's not big enough, then for sure you press down, and then it's drasa. But if you're molik umevi, in other words, you had this a very small knife, but you went back and forth, then that's okay. That shows that it's okay. Well, I mean the birds is a smaller neck. Yeah, practically. And Rama says, Yesh machmirim bebehema. The minute we say, Lufso bebehema, feel whole of baby. It may be sucking from what's over. Yeah, in other words, the did if you have a longer knife, so the Ramos, the Shulchan says it's good. So he says with Machmir,
even though you were Malach,
even if you don't have, you know.
Yeah, if it's not long, the Ramos still Pleishish, even if you're Malach.
Right, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch says Holach Maybe is good.
That's it, that shows.
Yesh Machmir and Behema, that even Holach Maybe is no good if it's not long enough.
Mishum Drasa, yeah.
Mishum Drasa, yeah. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva about drasa. This is a... What's his tshuva? Take a look on page 20. This is from the old tshuva. Those are the best tshuvas, the ones he wrote. The ones he wrote in Russia. Yeah, before everyone, you know, in America, you know, people were bothering him, you know, Levon, who just sat and learned, you know. I mean, the communists, maybe, but, you know, he just, you know, like Rabbi Willick said, he had house arrest. That was his biggest hasmada. He couldn't leave the house, yeah, sure.
I think they didn't allow people on mikvah there.
Yeah, the mikvah story is a whole other story.
Yeah.
But it'll spend me the rest of the shiur if I tell you over that story now.
Also in Lugan, he didn't have the svar, so he was able to say more of his svar.
Right. Even though he didn't have, in America, he didn't have somebody svar either. He was never interested in svar of Rav Moshe. Shas and the Shulchan Aruch at Tor Peshesef, that's all he was interested in. He wasn't interested in all these svar.
And Darki La Ayin Vacharon, if
he
said.
Yeah. He didn't look at his farm. Mishalti Mir Shezmezel. The Chola Sheshachar Imej Ezech Hashash. The question is, if a person's Chola and he's Shechted. Imej Chilch Ben Cholim B'dievet B'chatchila. So what's the problem? Chola, so what's wrong? Why can't a Chola be Shechted? They said, because when you're sick, everything's heavy, so you're not in a more gliding thing. You know, everything's heavy, so you know. So he brings a raya from the Gemara in Yuma. So there's a Gemara in Yuma, yeah. On page 17, he says, Tana Rabbanan Ish Lachshir Es Hazar Iti Shem Zuman Vafil Shabbos Iti Afil Batuma. So, Afil Shabbos, the one says the next page, the Mahil has a fourth line, and she's Lomashi Mayachoyla Merkiva Seifo. He is Choyla, the Seer Lazazel was Choyla, you could carry it. Before you know, push her off the cliff. Kiman galok Rav Nosson. Nig Rav Nosson, Amar Chai no says asmo. Right? According to Rav Nosson, Chai no says asmo, so therefore there's no din the rice of carrying. But you want to say chol afil b'shabbos that we violate, that in other words, Matthias the Isser Hotzah, but I thought Chaino says Asmo, so it's not a problem.
The Kippur is also to carry.
Right, but if it is a din of Chaino says Asmo, then it's Mutter, Midaraisa. A few tamer of Nosin, Chol is shining. So the Gemara says, by Chol, you don't say Chaino says Asmo.
Yeah.
What's that? A Chol, you don't say Chaino says Asmo. So that's the Chiddush, that a Chol, you don't say Chaino says Asmo. So therefore, it's a real din of carrying, so therefore, you need a Gezeris HaKos of Iti Afil B'Shabbos. That if Hayachoyla Markivo Ksefo, that is special Gzeris HaKosov to be Matir to carry the Sir Lazozel to the Tzuk. So you see from this Gemara that a person's Choyla, Wait, what's the idea of Chayin Nevel says Asmo? So Chayin Nevel says Asmo, so Rashi writes, if you look here on page 19, for the Gemara Shabbos, that the a live animal, in other words, there's a difference between dead weight and live weight. Live weight, you carry live weight, it's a little bit easier, because the life is carrying itself, so to speak. So, the chai is mekel.
Again, what's the difference if it's Shabbos or not?
One second. But by so that's, so chai lo se satsmo, it's, but if it's choyle, then you don't say chai no se satsmo. But the whole tour of chai no se satsmo, okay, chai no se satsmo takes away the issur d'oraisa, it's still an issur d'rabbanan. Right. But it takes away this. One second. So the Gemara says in the context of Chai No Seis Atzmo that Chol is shiny, that you don't say Chai No Seis because Chol is machbid. So Rav Moshe makes a tushel from that Gemara of Chai No Seis Atzmo and the concept that Bechlal Chol is machbid. So then machbid. So then maybe what? It's a shail of drasa. So that's why the shail was if a person is a chayla and he shechted. So do we say that we have to fire him or not? Maybe that shows that he's not a reliable shaykh. That's the tshuva.
Can't you say he's sweet and good? Like if he shechted already, isn't he?
Or do we say that he put himself into a shechita that
maybe he'll be erased, I don't know.
You can get shlochus with drasa b'cholos. So do we have to be choshesh on his shchita? So that was the tshuva. So basically, it's a whole tshuva about chai nosei satzmo, which is a fascinating tshuva. He has the famous yisoider of Moshe that how come the halachos and melacha grua. So Mamela, that's why if a person could walk and you carried on Shabbos, so then it's Potter. Why? So he says an unbelievable svara. He says, if you see something in the street, I see a garbage can in the street, so I had to get there. Someone brought it there. It didn't get there by itself. I see a person in the street, I don't say somebody carried it out. In other words, Hotzah has to be niker that a Hotzah was done even after the Maisa Hotzah was done. That's the Chiddush of Hotzah. So if I see a safer in the street, I know somebody brought it out. I see a person in the street, or even a little baby in the street, who could walk, then who says, even though I carried it out, but it's not Nikar that was carried out. So that's the Chiddush of the Melecha of Hotzah. Hello? 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 Yes?
Be constructive.
Can you call me back in about half an hour? Because I'm in the middle of giving a shift. Half an hour, okay?
It could be constructive.
Right. What's the difference? Why do we have to dash so that's the Shabbos? Yom Kippur is also b'chatzor. Yom Kippur b'chol is also b'chatzor.
No.
No, he says eat. Afilu b'Shabbos. Why do we need that drush?
Yeah. I'll explain it to you in a second.
Yeah.
He's making nicker. Sheyem Zuma, Afilu B'Shabbos. Afilu B'Shabbos. Yeah, Afilu B'Shabbos. Iti Afilu B'Shabbos. Iti Afilu B'Modesh. Afilu B'Shabbos Tuba. Come and finish my Yisra B'Shabbos Tuba. Yeah.
Where are you? Back in the Gemara?
First of all...
But we have to dash on people for Shabbos.
Well, there's a machlokis, first of all.
There's one Amora who holds...
Ain't there a Yom Kippur?
Yeah, I think there's one
Amora.
Yes.
Okay. So that's Rav Moshe's tshuva. So Rav Moshe's tshuva is, since by Chai Noses Atzmo, Chai L'Shaini, so... That's working with a different svara of Chai Noses Atzmo. And one svara, he was that the choyle is makel. A person is makel. Life. So that was his whole tshuva. Lagabe chaynzun no sesatzmo, and he compares it to hilchos shechita, to hilchos drasa, to say whether that's a good comparison or not.
How did you pass it?
Yeah, so in the end, if you want to see the psak, then you have, you know, Mishkan Yelfinun, and nimmt sie kol all the time she is lifts on the socher as a beschita bedik wenn du nemmel ne shum dovet sich ma vir medina fire
kol the kol that shakti you have to be fired assuming he did I mean we assume he did the rosh and he has to be fired
yeah but it's a fascinating tshuva where he uses the whole concept of chayin no se tzatzmo l'gabi Shabbos and he uses it for hilchos shechita.
The doesn't tell what the question is, but the question never mentioned Drusa, so he figured out that's really what was at the site of the whole tasha, I guess. So at the end of the day, he says that you shouldn't rely on this person to shechita, but what about whatever you shepherd already? So he said there.
Whatever, fire him. So that's Shia Drusa. The next is Chalada. Chalada means that the sakin was is normally yeshech from top bottom, but say like you put the sakin between the simanim and then yeshech from bad and then you go so the chalada means the sakin was covered up by the simanim. Yeah, like he says like this amarav hichli that's a sakin then simon lev simon the poskel psula. But what if you did it on top of the simanim, but you put the knife underneath the skin? So now the oar was covering it up. And then the Gemara has holy bias. What if you put a matlis, or you put a towel, say, and on top, and you all these halachas of
well, the hair of the animal is
marking it. So these are all. So the Rush says this whole discussion of the talis, if the talis was like tied on, but nafal talis al makom ashkita pshita de lo have chalada. The only question is why a beged, if the beged was tied, like you have a towel, you made a knot and in the towel, and you tied it onto to the makom ashkita. But if you just put it over, you just draped it over, that's not a. So that's. That's what the Rush says, but you look in the Rambam says differently. He says, page 27, Chalad the Kate said, Hichnisa Sakim in Simon with Simon. That's even if it's not tied, right? Against the Rush. So in Shulchan Aruch it says Chalad the Ketzer Gan Shehichnis Asakim Ein Simen the Simen, right, is a problem. Then he talks about Tachdor Tachas HaSemmer Tachas Matlis HaKosher he brings. Aval on a Matlis Porus then it's Kosher, that's Rosh. The Yesh Misha Posel Gan Bezeh Tetsu Yesh Misha Posel Gan Bezeh. No, he just said it. That's the Rambam.
Yes.
The Rambam says it doesn't have to be tied. And then it's a viewed.
What would be the difference if he just draped it over or if he tied it? Why wouldn't
it's tied, draped over is a double
right.
Chutz.
Over,
yeah,
right.
But it's tied, it's yeah. Like from uh-huh. Like. And then it's a viewed, he says, he did a chalada. So that's why miyud pastor. So the same thing we had by Shia, all the same shaylas. The chalad of miyud baster. A minute lahatir kol chalad. Baby miyud kama, baby baster, baby kana, baby resha. Okay, so that's the. Hello. Yes. Can I call you back in 15 minutes? Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
So what is the Shulchan Aruch hold by Miyud Basra?
Take a look.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next thing is Hagrama and Iker. So we're going to have time to do, I don't know if we're going to have time to do that now. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow because I got to get ready for Mincha. So, and then we can do the other shit. So Bez Hashem, those that could make it, we decided tomorrow, mm-hmm. 9 o'clock downstairs.
I bring my daughter at 9.
Yeah, I know. I normally wouldn't even be able to, but right. I have to go to the mountains
right,
tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, so. So this way we could have missed both shiurim. This way we'll have both shiurim, and then whatever. And then Wednesday Bez Hashem should be normal. Bez Hashem normal will mean we'll start 10 o'clock, and Thursday Bez Hashem 10 o'clock, and then we'll have one shiur left for the Geirus shiur. That maybe we'll do after Tisha B'Av that Monday.
Yeah.
And, then we can call it the real zman till Tisha B'Av, right?
The latest of anyone.
You know what they say? They say every. The yeshivish joke is that every zman ends on a tainus. So Elul zman ends on Yom Kippur, and Kayit zman ends on Tisha B'Av, and then the cynics say the Chorv zman ends on tainus Esther because people are already backing out. So that's the even though it ends later, but that's the yeah.